I mean, I have some new ideas, throwing some new ideas out. I've talked to other clubs about different things, but don't get any sense that they're going to lead anywhere. So.
That they're going to lead anywhere immediate future or period?
I would say right now, period.
It's kind of strange for fans to look back and see that, you know, the Florida Marlins are spending big at the winter meetings and Yankees are kind of holding back. I mean, from your perspective, I mean, how do you look at another team like that, like a team that doesn't typically spend?
It's not odd to me. I mean, it's just various years, various teams, you know, spend, you know. You can point to a lot of different, you know, clubs that are out there on a yearly basis, and some years they're holding back. Other years they become very aggressive. They're like, this is our year, this is our time, this is what we're going to do, whether it's opening a new stadium, whether it's just they're getting to the point where they feel they're close enough to win, and they go all in. I don't think it's unusual at all. The teams might change, but that type of event, circumstance, that happens every year.
Do you feel that way going into 08?
We had a lot of money coming off of our payroll in 08, and so 09, you know, the decisions we made that winter of 09, you know, that was kind of like our 2010 and 2011 winter meetings too combined. You know, we're still living off of a lot of those decisions that we made that winter. You know, and it's benefited us, actually, I think. So, but, that, you know, we've improved our club or tried to in various ways since then. But that obviously was a big defining winter for us, no different than what Miami seems to be trying to do right now.
You have a chance to meet with the agent player here, too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anything that you feel might be getting closer on that end?
I wouldn't say closer. But it was informative, so, you know, just sharing what, from our perspective, what would fit, and listening to them, you know, what their thoughts are. So, it was informative, I think, for both sides. Again, whether it leads to something or not, I don't know, but it was, you know, it was good that we met.
Maybe more productive, would you say, on the free agent front than the trade front in terms of?
I mean, productive implies I feel like we're going to get somewhere right now. I think it's, you know. I think productive is too strong a word. I just think, you know, we're working, you know, so we're. But, again, I think it's going to be hard to add to what we have currently. You know, what I'd like to accomplish, I guess. I think you can certainly, you can do some moves and stuff like that, but actually feel like you have improved your club in a significant way. I think that's going to be hard to do.
Does that lead to any frustration on your part, or do you feel?
No, I think it's
a pretty good team already.
No. Yeah, there's no frustration on my part because, again, I think it's more of a reflection of there's a lot of good stuff here right now. You know, it's just trying to add to that is not as easy. You know, unless I could add to it? I could add significant payroll and give up some serious top end talent. You know, that's cheap and under control for a long time. I could do that. Well, I couldn't do that because it's not like I have that type of money to throw out. But those things are possible, but they wouldn't be smart or wise moves from either business decisions, or it wouldn't be good and wise, you know, for the future of this franchise and stuff like that. So, no, I don't. I feel fine. You know, I think I'm very comfortable with turning down everything that's been offered my way so far. None of it. You know, listen, if I made it public, I think everybody in this room would say no to those things too.